broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday, December the 27th, 2023. 16 minutes past the hour, 42 degrees and cloudy skies here in the Marion area. Talking about the interview with Mayor Scott Schertzer tomorrow morning at 9:15 a.m. Will there be a veto on any of these pay raises? Will there be a change? Will nothing happen? A lot of discussion. Hope you were listening in hour number one. What do you think will happen tomorrow morning? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. How do you think this will all shake out tomorrow morning? You know, it's your city. A lot of times we talk about national politics and state politics, and sometimes that's impactful on the local level, but you certainly cannot say that the local politics of Marion City are not impactful to everybody out there. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, Scott, I was going to ask you, who was that speaker you just had on?
You know, just a caller, the person who called in.
Well, I'm going to tell you, of all people you had on, politicians, I've never heard Mayor Kellogg. He sounds like he's got more sense than any of them.
The caller?
Really, the caller. He seems like, I don't care if he was Democrat, what, I'd vote for him. He really, you can tell he cares about the issues, not if he's a Republican or Democrat or this or that. I was so impressed. I tried to find out at the end, but I missed the very first of it. I didn't get to hear that.
No, it was just a caller who called in this morning who wanted to give, and this is why I wish more people would give their opinion on this, because tomorrow's the day, and this impacts not only the people of Marion City. This is a big deal, and I don't know why more people aren't interested, and I think the caller last hour said that. Do people even know what's going on in their own city?
No, he made more sense, because I don't think I've ever heard Mayor Kellogg, and I went on the phone, I thought, that can't be him. This guy sounds younger, and I thought, I don't know if he's a lawyer, I don't know what he is, but I said, he made more sense, he should be running for president. He made more sense to me than anybody you've ever had on that show.
Well, what do you feel about tomorrow, with all that's been laid out and what the caller said last hour? What's your feeling? What should Mayor Schertzer do tomorrow with 3 days left to go?
Well, I think they should wait on the raises. I don't know if they can do that any time. And jumping from that one for the mayor is really huge. And no two counties or communities are the same. I don't know if we absorb more drugs that we pay out than maybe Mount Gilead, maybe they're paying more. You don't go by that, you know, by what another county pays. And because what they take in, they might be, you know, how they spend their money. You got to find that out first.
So you would like to see the mayor tomorrow do away with all the pay raises?
Well, I think some, was city council, like a couple thousand, something like that. I don't know if they can go ahead with it, but people need a raise. And if the mayor's at $69,000 and he hasn't had a raise for 10 years, something's wrong. You have to jump him almost, what is it, another $60,000 or was it 40?
Well, what they ended up, what they did pass last Tuesday was $90,000. So it would raise him about $21,000.
I think if it's over a 5-year period or something, you know, that's okay, but I thought they were trying to give it to him in one lump sum, like taking from 69, and then the next year he would be making, what was it, over 100,000.
Well, it was supposed to be, yeah, it was supposed to be 110, and then Jason Schauber said that was too much.
we went down to 80. And then Mike Neff, another councilman, said, no, what about 95? And then they finally settled on 90. So it would all happen in one lump sum. It would happen first of the year. It would go from 69 to 90.
I have a feeling they might be working for free down the road. I don't know if there's going to be money to pay them. So, but no, not one lump sum. I forget what city council got. And I don't know what they're getting now.
I think it was 2,000. But now, interestingly enough, the city council and the treasurer, because they did not change the dates when they voted on those would not go into effect until 2026. So they would be 2 years away.
Okay. Now, is city council paid for their insurance?
I don't believe
so. Are they covered?
I don't believe so.
Well, I talked to Imo. She was on city council years ago. And I thought she told me that that's the one reason she was on city council, for the insurance. But this is like, what, 20, 30 years ago? This
well,
is a long time ago.
You know, honestly, I don't know. I don't believe so, because I don't think they're considered full-time employees. But I don't know for sure.
Well, they kind of work full-time. You can get a hold of them anytime.
Right, but I don't think they're considered full-time salary, and I don't think... I don't think they have a certain amount of hours that they have to be there. As a matter of fact, I'm sure they don't. I don't even think they have a certain amount of meetings that they have to attend.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure she did. I don't know if this was around 2000 or something. And when I was talking to her, she said that she was on city council mostly for the insurance, because she was a realtor.
So you believe the mayor should veto all the pay raises tomorrow?
Yes,
leave everything where it
is. Because you give one group a raise or the other one, then it's going to be trouble, I think.
So you think everything should be left exactly as it is. Now, is this because of the financial trouble the city is experiencing?
No, I think they've got a lot going on. And then I think the main thing that they need to get that thing, the auditor, that stuff, straightened out, because if the real put money out, get two people in there to help do that and get it straightened out. Like, you know, if somebody, Landon, got out, if they put two or three people there instead of hiring these outside people to do all these things, they were paying some of them, I think, $60,000 or more. Get two people or three in there to get it straightened out, maybe in a few months or something, or a year, and then...
Well, as it's,
you know what I mean? That's the main problem in Marion, is that department, and they need it straightened first.
Well, as it stands right now, apparently a new auditor will be appointed sometime around January the 5th, and if these pay raises are not changed, they'll be making
$80,000. $80,000?
Yeah, the auditor's pay got raised to $80,000 in the vote. Now, unless that's changed tomorrow... by Mayor Schertzer, that will stand.
Yeah, see, I don't know. To me, that's a great salary, but to other people, it wouldn't be and stuff. But no, I think they should table it and then, you know, get that auditor straightened out first and then go from there, because it's not that urgent, you know. It's urgent because if we're being fined, is the IRS after us or somebody? I mean... you've got to get that situation first. That's the main thing. Because we're losing money and we're not going to be able to do stuff, I guess, bar, whatever, and things. And then, you know, just kind of table that. And if you're going to give the mayor that much money, table it in over 4 years. You know, he gets $3,000 or $4,000 and the next or something. To me, that's a lot of money.
Well,
I do. Some people, it's not.
Well, I do know that 4 days left in the year, because this all goes into effect January 1st, the last chance to stop it, if anybody did want to stop it, would be tomorrow, Mayor Schertzer, because there are no more city council meetings scheduled at this point before the new year. So it's going to happen unless Mayor Schertzer has different plans, I guess.
Well, if he doesn't do something and he runs and it gets really a mess and he runs for another office, that's going to follow him, I think. So
maybe. I think that's a question. for a lot of people. Now, he could also say, listen, you know, your city council people voted for this, and, you know, this is the way it goes.
Yeah. Well, there's, I don't know if they're mostly Republican. I mean, sometimes, you know, it's not the best thing, even though a group or somebody votes for something. And but I think that Ayers Ratliff, I don't know him, I've never met him, but he sounds like he's got, you know, he knows pretty much and things and stuff. But it's not going to hurt if they, if the auditor stuff gets straightened out in that mess in 2 or 3 months. It's not, I don't see where it's going to hurt anything.
Well, it's going to be.
You can't go from one county, say Delaware, theirs makes $150,000. You know, Mount Gilead, you can't go by the county. Because I don't know what all Marion pays. We've got all these drugs. Are we paying for a lot of drug, you know, rehab places? I don't know if we pay in on that and what all we pay on, where other counties won't maybe do that. You know, your expenses, each county's different.
Well, it's going to be interesting because I'm sure Mayor Schertz is giving it a lot of thought. And tomorrow, I guess, is where it will all fall.
Yeah, but I'd like to know who that caller was.
I'm sure we'll hear from them again. I'm sure they're still out there listening.
I hope so because he's like Charlie. Now, I could sit and listen to him all day. But I thought, that's not Mayor Kellogg. It doesn't sound like him at all, but he was so, I'm going to say, mild-like.
So what was the appeal that got to you there?
He just came over to me. I like people if I can trust them. If I lay a lottery ticket, $1 million down by you, and you won't take it, I'll trust your luck. But he's just one that certain people have values. You know, he's not going to knock somebody. You know what I mean? They knock Biden, Trump, and throw all this rhetoric stuff out there. I don't like people that do that. And he's the type, you know, to me, he's just got common sense. You know what I mean? Just common sense.
Well, that's good.
And that's kind of people I like. And the people that talk politics, because when you have, what's his name on that, Governor Strickland?
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of flipping. And Sam Donaldson, there's certain people that I don't know. Yeah, I just don't listen to, but him, you know, it's everybody's, you know, how they feel and stuff and things. But, no, I really like him because he just sounds like he's, I don't know, not knowledgeable, but he's just got, to me, common sense.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think a lot of people have their own opinion on things. Certainly Sam Donaldson, certainly Governor Strickland, certainly the caller last hour. Certainly you've given some opinions here. And I think it's everybody's right, and that's why we do this show, so we can hear people's opinion. And I would hope that nobody would come on with the same opinion all the time, because I think that would be a very bland program. I like hearing, even if you don't agree with the person's opinion, I hope people would listen to it.
Yeah, because I hope they kind of listen to him, because he really made sense, you know, and stuff, I thought.
Well, we shall see.
I was really impressed with him.
Well, I'm
from all this other junk I hear all the time, I was really impressed with him.
Well, I'm sure he enjoyed hearing that. Thank you.
Goodbye.
All right, again, phone lines are open. It's an interesting topic, 740-751-4038. Well, call her from first hour. She's cheering for you out there. 740-751-4038. The discussion is what's going to happen with the city. And tomorrow, I guess we'll find out in some detail, hopefully great detail, what is going to happen and where we go from here. Again, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, isn't the council made up of mostly Republicans?
Majority Republican right now, and certainly there'll only be one Democrat left come the first of the year.
And the council was one that moved it up from the 4 years to now?
Yes.
And the Republican Party is supposed to be the conservative party?
Well, but we also have to say that last Tuesday, when they voted on these raises, they did drop. Jason Schaber's a Republican, and he was the one who said, "Let's go from 110 to 80." And then another Republican, Mike Neff, said, let's go up to 95. And then they got to 90. But I will say this, every council member voted on it, including all the Democrats. The only person who didn't vote yes was Schauber, the Republican. And he said he didn't vote yes because he feels it wasn't done properly per the law director.
But when it was supposed to be 4 years out, you know, how many, who voted then? Did all the people, the Republicans and Democrats, vote for it to be moved up?
You know, honestly, I would, from memory, that's been a few months ago, but I do think that was mostly the Republicans. But again, it's mostly a Republican council, so majority, you know, is going to rule there.
Right, and they're supposed to be the conservative party, but besides that, though, the real thing that irks me, really, is I think Scott Schauber, or,
Schertzer,
you know, if anybody deserved the raise, I think he did. But, you know, Collins coming in, he's going to get the raise. Schertzer ain't going to see none of that. And what Schertzer's done for, you know, the city, you know, he was the one that was calling out the, you know, Landon on not doing his job, not showing up at these meetings, you know, and Landon thought, you know, Schertzer and his cronies was after him and, you know, I don't mind seeing a raise, but I would just like to see him, you know, Schertzer got, you know, in on that. But he's not going to see none of that.
Well, that being said, I guess the big question is, knowing how we know this all went down now, I believe tomorrow will be Mayor Schertzer's last media appearance as mayor, probably anywhere, with 3 days left to go. What do you think he's going to do? You've listened to him on this station for quite a while.
I think he should be to it. I think it should go back to, in the 4 years, you know, address it then. Because right now the city's got, you know, so many problems. Hopefully in 4 years, you know, the city can get their act together and we can find out how much money we really have. And then we can actually make a very informed, educated decision on how much to give a raise.
Now, veto all the salaries or veto just the mayor's salary?
Veto all the salaries.
Even the law director?
Yeah. Let it come up in 4 years, and then we'll handle it in 4 years. But, you know, right now, when you don't know how much money you got, how can you give a raise out?
Well, that's a big question, and I think, you know, selling off investments, not knowing what fines are coming, not knowing who the auditor's going to be come January the 5th.
Right.
There's a lot of questions up in the air, and honestly, I, like I say, I've known Mayor Schertzer for a long time, and I'm certainly not a fortune teller. I don't know what's going to... I'll be right there with everybody else tomorrow morning wondering what he's going to say, but I think it's interesting because the little wrench that's been thrown into this, because it did come down $20,000. It went from 110 to 90. Now, that might be okay with him. I don't know. I'll ask him that tomorrow. But was it done properly? That becomes an issue. Because Jason Schauber voted against it strictly on the idea that we did not do this properly. And the law director is saying we did not do this properly. So Mayor Schertzer, who talks a lot about institutional knowledge, is he going to say, listen, it wouldn't have mattered if it was a dollar. You guys didn't do it right, so we've got to veto this.
Well, that sounds like exactly what he should do.
Well, I don't know.
The pay raises, if the city was in decent financial shape, you know, I have no problem with pay raises. You know, people that work for the people, you know, whether they're city, state, or whatever, you know, they deserve to make some money. And if we want good people, you know, we're going to have to pay them some money. But yet right now, we don't even know if we're going to be able to pay the bills we got now, let alone, you know, I'm so broke in my checking account, and, you know, I still had another check that came in just the other day that, I was hoping, had already been, taken off there. So I'm going to go out and buy me a new car.
Well, but you know,
when I don't have the money, I'm going to go out and buy something new, or, give the boy mows my lawn, give him a $50 raise or something, when I don't have the money.
But then the question is, why did every member of city council, Republican and Democrat, except one, vote for it?
Well, they initially voted for it in 4 years.
Right, but I mean, last Tuesday night,
they voted for it again to move it up.
Well, the move up, I don't think, got total support, but the actual pay raise itself last Tuesday night got full support, except Jason Schauber.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that caller you had there last hour, he seemed really informed and has been watching and listening to you.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, and I think
a lot more than I don't get to listen to you every day. I either oversleep or I've been having problems getting tuning in to come in. My internet's working; I can get on YouTube and everything else, but when I try to get on tune in, it won't do nothing.
Huh. Could be a connection issue. I'm not sure. All I know is absolutely the caller last hour spoke very well, and I think certainly gave their opinion intelligently, and I think that's important. But I don't, I really, seriously, could not predict what the mayor will do tomorrow, because I think there's a lot of balls up in the air here.
We got this Collins coming in now, and he's got a little scandal before he's even taken office.
Well, that's another thing. I've asked Jason.
That ain't looking good.
Well, I've asked Jason Schauber about that. I've asked Mayor Schertzer about that, about the offering the auditor another job. And, I don't know if it's legal or not. Nobody has said yet, but it doesn't seem as if that's going anywhere at this particular point. I don't know. And if nobody looks into it, I guess it will go nowhere.
Did Collins know the Miranda before this, or were they friends before this or something? I just don't see how that got between him and Miranda and him offering her a job on the Transit Bureau.
I'm not aware that they had any previous relationship. But I think that's one of the questions that everybody wants to know. How did this even come to be a thing?
Right.
I mean, did Collins approach her? Did she approach him? What happened there?
Yeah, something had to happen there. But, if he just met her real recently by the politics and him getting elected and stuff, how did all that come about to offer her that job? Did he figure she wasn't qualified, so I'll get her out of there and we can get somebody new, and we won't have to fire her,
Well, it's interesting. The only thing I know for sure is that in her resignation letter, which was turned in 2 weeks ago yesterday, I believe, on the 11th, she says in the resignation letter, it's only two lines, she says, "I'm resigning this job on January 5th. And then the second line is, "I've accepted a position in the city, another position." So before she resigned, she'd already clearly been offered and accepted another position. Now, then the question becomes, would she have left that position if she had not been offered and accepted? And
she said she wasn't going to.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what changed, and I wish Miranda would come on and tell us what happened there. What was the conversation? Who came to who? What was the deal? Bill, the same thing. If nothing was done wrong, and nobody feels anything was done wrong, I don't know why.
Talk about it.
That's the question.
You know, if nothing was done wrong, why can't you talk about it and say exactly what happened? But
I mean, I don't think that's an awful hard story to tell.
No.
And I don't know. I don't even know why that approachment happened. Whoever did the approaching, I'm not. I don't know why it wouldn't have happened after January the 1st. I don't know why it happened back December 11th or prior to December 11th.
But there's just too many controversies and things, you know, issues in this. You know, everybody should be fine with pay raises, but it should be done in 4 years.
Well, we'll see what the mayor does tomorrow. Now, do you think this is going to follow him if he does not do anything?
How could it hurt him?
Well, if he ran for another office, people could say, listen, look what happened in Marion, and you had the chance to do something, and you didn't.
Yeah, but when he ran for that state office, he got less votes from people here in Marion than he did other places.
Well, that's true, but I think you'd want to do better next time around.
Well, I think you'd want to do better, but don't sound like, you know, he can really worry about losing the vote here for Marion people.
I don't know. You know, it's very interesting because he has said he hasn't announced anything, but that he would like to be treasurer of the state. And it's very interesting because clearly that position deals with money, and all this in Marion right now has to do with money.
Right.
And it all comes down tomorrow to just by happenstance, the mayor. The last few days of his 16 years, he really is the last thing that could stop this before the 1st. So it's timing's everything, I guess.
I would have thought that Marion County would have voted, you know, for him, you know, overwhelmingly. You know, for what Church has done for the city, how he conducts himself, you know, He's got a lot done in complicated times. I don't know. I think he's great. But
well, in the complicated times that we're in right now, if you were a betting person, how do you think tomorrow's going to go?
I think he's going to veto it. Yeah.
So everybody who's called in this morning thinks he's going to veto it. That's interesting.
Yeah, I think he's really going to do it with the, you know. It's not going to be no skin off his back, but I think he'll do what's right for the city and veto it.
We shall see. Hey, you'll definitely have to listen.
He's done what's right for the city before. I think he'll do it again.
You'll have to listen tomorrow. It's going to be a big morning.
Yeah, hopefully I don't oversleep.
Set the alarm.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. The phone lines are open here. And what an interesting conversation this is this morning. This is what we should be doing in this town. 44 minutes past the hour, December 27th, 2023, 42 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. If you have anything you'd be interested to share with us at this point. Remember, the interview with Mayor Scott Schertzer tomorrow morning, 9:15 until 10 a.m. on this station. Really, this is going to start tomorrow. What were your thoughts on what happened during last week's city council meeting in which these pay raises were voted up? I don't know. I tell you, it's an interesting, intriguing morning for sure tomorrow. But we'd like to hear your opinion as much as we've been hearing everybody else's opinion this morning. Feel free to call in 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have anything to add to what we've been talking about this morning and where we'll be going tomorrow with the issues in regard to the city? And as I've said before, Mayor-elect Bill Collins has an open invitation to come on this show.
as well as does current auditor Miranda McGinnis. And again, if nothing was done wrong, I don't think explaining what happened in that whole auditor situation, resignation situation, is going to be that if nothing went wrong, then there's really no problem. So there you go. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. If you have any opinion, we certainly would enjoy hearing it at this particular point, and it all comes down to tomorrow. Okay. Well, like I say, there's a new epidemic, apparently, and it's loneliness. Now, fascinatingly enough, apparently there are three kinds of loneliness. Now, who knew that? Now, I'm trying to find in this report, this is a long report earlier this morning that I was reading that talked about loneliness. So, trying to find the different, I know there are three different types. I learned that this morning as I was reading this. I should have highlighted it. Okay, here it is. There is psychological loneliness, when people don't feel like they have anyone to confide in or trust in. There is societal loneliness, that's feeling systematically excluded because of a characteristic, including gender, race, or disability. And there's existential loneliness, or spiritual loneliness, loneliness that comes from feeling disconnected from oneself. Now, I don't know. I mean, do people feel lonely? Apparently we do. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. How you been?
Well, been fine.
Good.
I just wondered if you want me to tell who that caller was, and I thought it was a prefab call. You had them for this half of the last half of the show to call in and discuss that matter. Let me tell you who it is, and you know who it is, so I'm sure.
I think I do, but yeah, go ahead.
Well, it was a prefab call. I kind of think that you've kind of filled a gap there for your first half hour. Did you or didn't you?
No, that was spontaneous.
Oh, that was spontaneous call-in?
Yeah.
I'll be darned. But you don't recall who that was?
I think I do, but the caller ID came.
Well, I think I do. Well, caller ID don't have nothing to do with it with me because I remember voices, but I can tell Judy who it was over the air and everybody else.
Oh, go ahead. I don't think the person would mind. Go ahead.
Well, I know they wouldn't mind, but you would mind because you say you didn't know who it was.
Well, no, I don't mind. I think I know who it was. I'm pretty sure I know who it was, but I don't have any 100% concrete evidence.
I'll cover my friend, too, but I think it's the same fellow that when the taxes was raised out there at River Valley, he was the one that corresponded with you a couple times, maybe. Well, I know for one. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what I think. That's who I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that because I have an act that I can remember voices, and I listen to your show pretty closely all like that. But, yeah, that's the guy. He talked, and I think that's the way I was concerned, too, of being a county person. I have nothing to do with the city, just like you repeat yourself time and time again. You don't have nothing to do with the city, but we do. We make all our transactions and stuff, not all of them, but most of them in the city because we don't have no fast foods or nothing out there. We like to eat and get them free drinks, don't we, Scott?
We certainly do. I'll do that any day of the week.
And anyhow, your friendly McDonald's, well, it was opened on the days that every place else was closed, but you didn't predict them of being closed, did you?
No. You know, and somebody told me they were closed in the morning, but they were open at night. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, I don't get out at night, so I don't know what night means, if it's after dark, if it's dark or just daylight or what. But anyhow, they was open on the north end of Marion. They was open on the south end of Marion. But out on your east end of Marion, I can't vouch for that. But
they had double lines and they was clear to the highway. So it was kind of comical how they was making money and the rest of them wasn't making any money. So, but anyhow, Scott, that guy, he was I think holding up for the people, the taxes high, and I think maybe the the people concerned with the school. I can't get that out of my head for that, but pronounce it, Scott. You're good at pronouncing correct. And faculty.
The faculty?
Yeah, faculty. You know what faculty is.
I do.
Well, I think they was upset with this young man that was on the radio this morning, and he's the one that was setting them straight that I think it was good about the way they was taking the money away from taxpayers in the county. Is that correct?
I believe so, and he did get some backlash on that, and I think backlash from when he was on the show here. So it was an interesting time, and those levies did pass.
Yeah, sure. So anyhow, Scott, the weather's been beautiful now. Can you believe that I know that I'm not the first one that on this date yesterday, I was out and I actually blew leaves with the mower and the grass was flying out from under there also. So this is pretty time setting this time of year to be doing that. And I know people say, well, maybe I am crazy, but I got a little bored, so I just fired up the thing and you just sit on it and just ride around and watch the leaves blow off your green grass, and you got green grass here in December, almost January.
I know it's been a very nice Christmas holiday. Looks like it's going to be a very nice New Year, and weather like this, you didn't have to go to Florida for it.
No, you didn't. And me being a hunter for 65 years and a fisherman, I talked to my buddies and stuff over the holidays, and they was catching fish at Lake Erie and some other tributaries of rivers and stuff, catching some trout. And some of the reservoirs, the fish were still biting, so it was without ice on it. But, you know, I did have a skiff of ice on the pond, and that was way back there. I don't keep documentation of that, but we did have a skiff of ice, and here it is maybe the first of the year coming up, New Year's, that there isn't going to be any ice on the pond at all. That's unusual, too.
Yeah.
Hey, you get back for show, but I just thought I'd open up people's ears and maybe I know up there the last caller, she was wondering if she heard that man or something like that before, but that's who the fella is. Yeah, he likes to get in there and shadow box with anybody. He does a damn good job, and then about all his facts and stuff is pretty well the way everything's going on
around
here.
What do you think the mayor's going to do tomorrow?
Well, see, I've heard that on your show and stuff. Everybody's worrying about that. What are you worrying about? He'll tell you, and it don't make no difference, really. Is it going to make a terrific amount of difference what he does? If he does veto it, they have to go through a procedure to get it straightened out. So it isn't going to get straightened out just what he says tomorrow. We'll have to see the different things. I thought a veto was a veto, but they're... The way I understood it, there's four phases of that, and I don't remember it because I really can't talk politics or religion because I don't know that much about it. You got some professional people, I think they know what they're doing, but they don't know. But anyhow, regardless, there are so many phases in the politics and in the government and all the things. Look the ex-president Trump's doing, he's still running for president. So if you talk about something coming up, why, I think that's a big issue too, don't you? All the things you can go through, and if you get accused of this, both presidents, of what they've done, and they're still, or one's the president, and one who used to be a president, so.
Well, it's interesting, but why this has so much intrigue tomorrow is, number one, Mayor Schertzer leaving after 16 years, coming up in 3 days. But normally, there would be a procedure to overturn the veto, so it wouldn't all rely on what he has to say tomorrow. But
correct,
because he's doing this on the 28th, even if he vetoed it tomorrow, they would have to get together a city council meeting in 3 days and get everybody there during the holiday to overturn it, because if they didn't do it before January the 1st, they'd be out of luck. So I think there's timing involved here as well to when he's doing this. And I think the fact that he has said nothing to anybody, because you know how people like to gossip, and I haven't heard one thing about what he's going to do, and he hasn't denied it, and he hasn't confirmed it. And
well,
I think that's...
good idea is what he said. And he said, I've listened to about everyone that Mayor Schercher's talked to, and even when Mayor Kellogg was there. So I go back in history, and I know the different things and stuff that was said. I can remember some of the things because I know both of them pretty well, pretty personally, and friends of mine know them real personally. And I paid attention to both of them. But, you know, when they don't make decisions and they aren't the number one that's going to make this thing move. But I do remember one thing. I think I remembered a thing about the city's okay. There was a mental thing in there when Mayor Schercher was talking. We're going to be okay. There's nothing wrong that, but and I believe him too. Yeah, they're going to have money, but they just don't want it to be left drop. They just don't want to drop the ball. They want to keep it going and get maybe one of the two parties are going to get their way one way or another. But I just thought he said something about they got $1 million. My goodness, do you realize what that is? $11 million.
That's a lot of dough.
Well, that's 10 more million than Carol and I got. Daggone it, and I don't like that. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. 3 minutes left in the broadcast here this morning, 740-751-4038. Well, we can get one more opinion in today. The interview happens tomorrow. Mayor Schercher, 9:15 until 10 a.m., what will happen? I don't know. I like that we've had a discussion today about this. I think it's important to have a discussion about this because everybody should be educated in what's going on in the city, whether you live in the county or the city, to be honest. I think it's very, very important.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello? Hello?
I think we lost that call. Phone lines again are open here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 58 minutes past the hour here. And again, the interview tomorrow, 9:15 until 10 a.m., Mayor Schercher. But of course, we will go on this morning or tomorrow morning at 8:15 a.m. with a little bit of a pregame program. I don't know. There may be information between now and tomorrow that we learn. You never know what's going to happen in 24 hours. From moment to moment, things can change. That is certainly for sure. That's one thing you learn in life. From moment to moment, things can change. Again, we can probably fit one more call in the little bit of time we have left here, 740-751-4038. But I certainly do appreciate everybody who called in this morning and gave their thoughts and opinions and shared everything that was shared this morning. I think that's important. I think that's what makes talk radio work. I think that's how we all get informed. I think we ask questions. Certainly, I don't always have the answers for the questions. But I think that together, the more we ask questions, we're going to get closer to the collective middle of all these problems. And tomorrow, certainly, we're going to find out where these problems go. And are they problems? And is this even a big deal at all? Who knows? Maybe it's nothing. Maybe it's something. I guess you have to listen to find out. I will learn right along with you because I don't know any more than you do at this point. But I do know this. I do know we're out of time. So for this day, I hope you have a great day because this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too much. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. course, it doesn't. I think